about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I finally got around to see 007, James Bond. If you haven't seen the latest, I thought it was pretty damn good. I love it because they went a little bit back old school, and I think they needed to. You know, because I was watching some of the Pierce Brosnan 007 movies to kind of gear up for it over the past couple months, and I didn't realize kind of how gadgety, I mean, it almost went too far. You know, the pendulum always, so I don't understand that with Hollywood. I don't understand that with real life. You know, nobody's ever kind of moderate. The pendulum just has to swing one way or the other. So what I like about this one is it went back a little old school. Now, some of you may be waiting just as long to see these movies as I do, so I won't spoil it for you. But the one thing that always troubles me in these movies is somebody always dies. And I think if I do a statistical analysis, right, between, you know, World Is Not Enough, I mean, all the movies, I think it's usually a brunette that dies, and it's not the first person he sleeps with. Usually the first person he sleeps with, right? You notice the James Bond movies are all kind of the same. They're all built, it's the same skeleton, right? In the beginning of James Bond, there's always some real good, there's always some real good action scene. And then they finish the action scene, and then they go into the music. And like A View to a Kill, or this one was Skyfall, sung by Adele. And then there's supposed to be naked women, but you really can't see that they're naked. So that's always the same thing, right? There's always blood and guns in the theme song. Right, picture or whatever they do, the video. And then, he has to talk with M about something, whether M is male or female. Right, and then he's usually shirtless in a couple of the scenes. He'll sleep with somebody, usually at the end of the first scene or in the second scene, pretty rapidly. Pretty rapidly, they have James Bond get it on pretty quickly, just to remind us that he is a sex symbol. They have to get that done within the first 15 minutes of the film. I bet it's in his contract. Okay, but that person always lives. So if you're going to sleep with James Bond, be the first woman he beds in the first part of the movie, because they always live. Now, he also doesn't really seem to know their name, and it doesn't seem to be a relationship that lasts. The relationship that lasts is always the last one. But usually the second or third person he sleeps with dies. It's the same thing over and over again, but we love it. And I think maybe we love the whole James Bond skeleton, because it's predictable. You know, you always want to know which pretty girl is going to get it. Now, the men like it, right? Because men always like, you know, sex and violence. It's a manly type of movie, the James Bond. The females like it because we can't stand Bond women. We never could. Okay? First of all, they came up with one, Octopussy. Are you kidding me? Anyway, women don't like Bond women. So us seeing a Bond woman get it, pleases us for some reason. I know it's sick, but you know how women can be. So, Broccoli or whoever makes these movies, or Sam Mendes, whoever directed it, I don't know, Ian Fleming, whoever wrote these, they really knew how to appease both men and women, you know, in these movies. Daniel Craig being a blonde James Bond, I think is brilliant. Rumor has it he doesn't want to play James Bond, but he still has a couple more shows in his contract. Is that true? Why would he not want to be James Bond? Why? Now, the only problem is there's a curse with these James Bond movies. Remember we talked about that a while back? Where if you're a James Bond girl, usually your career ends, with the exception of Halle Berry. You know, if you notice, most James Bond women, they don't really seem to have long, not even the ones who don't die. We're talking about the ones that don't even die. They, you know, the Bond girls, they don't seem to live that long in Hollywood. Not in terms of life expectancy, in terms of longevity of their careers. Do you notice that? right? They don't. Denise Richards, I think her career was over. Halle Berry, I don't know what she's done since then. I think she's now going to be in a movie with Tom Hanks, but that was a close one. That really was a close one. And then Miranda, not Miranda Otto, she was in Lord of the Rings. There was the one that Halle Berry fought with Pierce Brosnan. She got a little bit of a comeback. But usually if you're a Bond girl, you don't seem to have longevity in movies. Same thing with Bond men. Roger Moore, nobody really wanted much to do with him after James Bond. He was probably the most disliked James Bond, wasn't he? Except for that guy that only lasted one show. And then, let me see, Pierce Brosnan, I think he did a volcano movie, Dante's Peak, but that might have been during James Bond. I don't think he's done much after it. Thomas Crown Affair, I think he was still doing James Bond. So why would Daniel Craig want to not be James Bond? Now, rumor does also have it that he may want to be in a movie with Dr. Dahlia. And from what I understand, he is going to demand in his contract a very lengthy love scene. If that's the case, I could completely understand why Daniel Craig would want to quit the Bond series. That, to me, makes sense. Okay, speaking of the British, I guess the Duchess, Kate Middleton, is pregnant. Unfortunately, she's hospitalized right now with hyperemesis gravidarum. We'll talk about that and some techniques to help get rid of morning sickness. Sometimes morning sickness could get the better of you, and you will just continue to vomit and vomit and vomit. So hyperemesis means multiple vomiting. Emesis is vomiting. You know, whenever they give you those little bins, those little pink bins that are too small, and those are called emesis basins. I never understood that, because, I mean, when I throw up, I need a big, huge, like, garbage can, like something you use for the outside, you know, a lawn. But, you know, in the hospital, they give you a little baby emesis bin. And these little baby emesis bins, they usually aren't enough. So they hospitalize you so you don't make a mess in the royal palace. Anyway, they expect her to be in the hospital for a few days, so we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about how pesticides in our water are probably giving us allergies. We also have your medical questions. Oh, Hugh Hefner is back with his fiance. Always nice to see a love story. And George Lucas really says he doesn't have much to do with the next Star Wars, which to me means it's going to be a flop. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschummel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschlamm, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with four fuel discs, plus a five-pack of replacement fuel discs, two LifeStraw personal water filters, one magnesium fire starter, a four-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
She's a lion. She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all being so diligent and tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. Our Twitter is Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. And, of course, when you guys are on Facebook, you could contact us at the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm reading one of the Facebook posts. Someone wants to know if I'm married and to call him. Those Facebook posts I'm not interested in. Is that okay? I am married, and no, I'm not going to call you. Anyway, let's go to the answer line or your question line and see what questions you guys have for me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dr. Dahlia, just wondering if you can explain what causes low stomach acids and the problems that that can cause and maybe some remedies.
Oh, low stomach acid. See, we always talk about high stomach acid. Oh, that's a good one. But low stomach acid is rare. I know some of you are like, why would anybody complain over having low stomach acid? What I learned in medical school, I have never had a patient in 13 years that I've seen. Actually, longer. I've been, because if you include taking care of patients when I was in training, 15, 16 years, I've never seen a patient with it's hypochlorhydra, which is what we call it, with low acid. But if you do have low stomach acid, you are an increased risk for stomach cancer. because the acid isn't strong enough to kill certain bacteria that could cause changes to your stomach lining. The other problem with low stomach acid is you may not absorb food well, which is why when somebody says, gosh, I can't eat meat or I can't eat hard to digest foods, I don't feel well, it's because they don't have enough acid to help digest it. Many times certain nutrients and elements aren't absorbed. Many times people will not absorb vitamin B12 as much, which is why we always want to tell our patients who have too much acid and take multiple acid suppressants to be careful because they won't absorb B12. You know, it's interesting. You know, you can become, you know, anemic, iron deficient, B12 deficient. They even think you'll have more gas and bloating because you're having more undigested food coming to the stomach. I don't think we know why this would happen to you. I mean, we know you have less acid, and we know less, you know, usually stomach acid has a lot of hydrogen atoms, right? Remember hydrochloric acid? It was HCl. Sulfuric acid was H, what was it, SO4 sulfuric? I have to remember. Anyway, the hydrogen ions cause acid. So when your body pumps less hydrogen ions, I would say that would cause this hypochlorhydria, hydra for hydrogen. But I, again, we don't know if it's, I mean, we don't know if it's genetic. We don't know if it's, you know, something you got into your system. But what's very interesting is the treatments for this. One treatment would be drinking cider vinegar. Apparently cider vinegar acidifies the stomach. Now, I can't stand it when some of you will take cider or vinegar or whatever and try to do a liver cleanse. Okay, remember, you're putting acid into the body. Be very, very careful thinking that is an appropriate liver cleanse. Always double check something like that with your doctor. So some of you guys cleanse yourselves by fasting, eating nothing but cider vinegar for a couple days. Not the best choice. I wouldn't recommend that. Another thing is they have you take high-dose vitamin C, because vitamin C is ascorbic acid. So that also seems to help people with low stomach acid. I think there's also like a betadine hydrochloride or something that they use. I'm not too sure about that. Like I said, I've never had a patient with this. If somebody did, though, have digestive problems, usually your doctor will send you to a gastroenterologist. The gastroenterologist will then probably examine. They could also test the acidity, test the pH of your stomach. I think most stomach acid is 1 to 2. And if you have less stomach acid, you'll probably be diagnosed with hypochlorhydria. Okay? Great question. Boy, man, that was a close one. Can you imagine if one of you asked me something that I wasn't paying attention to during medical school class? That would stink. Okay, well, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Kate Middleton, who married the prince, is pregnant already. You know, people were asking me if I predicted they'd get pregnant pretty quickly, because usually when Prince gets married, right, Prince William, is it? His offspring would be next in line to the throne. And I guess if anything, God forbid, happened to Prince William right now, before a baby, then Harry gets to be in line for the throne. All right, this would be after Prince Charles passes, God forbid. But if Prince William has a child, now Harry is back behind the child. That must really stink for being, you know, this is why I don't really have any problems with Prince Harry. I think Prince Harry, considering, you know, getting the bad rap of being the second in line to the throne and now the third in line to the throne, you know, I think he's doing all he can. Plus, he, you know, he's in the military and he does his military duty. So if he wants to come to Vegas and he wants to dance naked or do whatever he wants to do, honestly, I mean, the guy was born into royalty and he most likely will never get a chance to be king. That must stink, especially being the son of a king, right? Or being the grandson of a king. Prince Charles, I don't think he's king yet because of his mother. The British live long, don't they? Which is, you know, interesting. I would be very nervous. I would be very nervous being a sibling of somebody who really wants the throne. You don't know. I have no idea. Harry may be like, I really don't want the throne because I just don't want it. I like my, you know, lazy boy. But I would just be really nervous if I was, you know, in that position. I get nervous a lot, don't I? Okay, so where was I going with this? Oh, you know what I also want to say? I was at a Rebel game. Oh, I love what you guys do who go to basketball games and football games. I was at the Rebel game last week. I think they were playing Oregon. This was 8, 9 days ago. Well, yeah, it was last week, 10 days ago. And I guess, you know how we used to distract people at the free throw line? Right when there's a foul or penalty, you know, we used to scream, make noises, say you suck or whatever. Now people have big, huge posters of celebrities. And while I was at the Rebel game, one of you was holding a probably 6-foot poster of Prince Harry, from his waist up naked. Okay. You didn't see any, you know, groin. And you guys were waving that, hoping that the opposing team, Oregon, would miss some shots. And it was pretty effective. I mean, you saw Frank Sinatra there. There was Michael Jordan. You saw Prince Harry. And then I don't know what other. But I thought that was absolutely hilarious that you guys would be walking around with a 6-foot poster just to distract the opposing team. Now, I like the Rebels. And I think heckling and giving the opposing team a difficult time when it's a home game, I think it's all right. I mean, it's all right. And I love it. But really, Prince Harry, a naked Prince Harry, that's what you guys use to distract them. I think that was hilarious. All right, where am I? Okay, so Kate Middleton pregnant. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So I guess they got married April 2011. And they must have had sex, you know, they were just married. Have a baby on the way. The only problem is, you know, Kate is very thin. You know, she's only a couple pounds less than me. But unfortunately, if you're thin and if you we don't really know exactly why you could have hyperemesis gravidarum, but if you are thin and you're throwing up violently during pregnancy, they're going to probably admit you to the hospital. And hyperemesis gravidarum is where you just can't stop vomiting during pregnancy. And the last thing we want is you to get dehydrated, you to have a vitamin or mineral deficit, or, you know, start losing 5% of your body weight. Now, you know, to treat morning sickness, there's a variety of different things that they use. Now, when I had morning sickness and I was vomiting profusely, and I'm sure I'll find a video for that for you all, you know, my doctor said, okay, well, go eat ginger. Anything with ginger. Ginger snaps, ginger ale, and that helped. Saltine crackers helped, but that's just for morning sickness. That wasn't for hyperemesis. For morning sickness, it helped. They also said, you know, do the bland foods, have more complex carbohydrates, try not to sniff your food, don't do sudden moves when you eat, a variety of things like that. But I got to be honest, the saltine crackers, I would just run around with saltine crackers. I wasn't hungry, I just was sick. But when it started to get bad and I couldn't stop vomiting, my partner had said, my work partner, don't worry, I was married. I was married at the time, but at my work partner, he told me to go get homeopathic Ipecac, which I told you guys about. And the homeopathic Ipecac for me worked, which was cool. But, you know what? I'm already getting nauseous talking about that. Let's switch subjects. Talk about dog bites when we come back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dahlia show. I am really sick of these pop-ups. What is this? I'm trying to read and give you guys statistics on dog bites, and I got this stupid pop-up. Edgar Snyder and Associates has this annoying pop-up on my screen. You know what? It's his website. No wonder. Okay, let me say no thank you. Get the pop-up out of my sight. Oh, I hate pop-ups. My son got bit by a dog this weekend. I feel bad. I mean, it's kind of his fault, even though it really isn't. You know, one of our neighbors, really nice neighbors, you know, says, oh, anytime you want, come to our house. You could go into our backyard and you could play basketball on our basketball court, because they have a basketball court in their backyard. And, you know, me and my husband were too cheap to, you know, put in a basketball court for our kids. Remember, we're in medicine. You don't make money in medicine. So anyway, we don't have a basketball court. So my son decided I want to take a nap. And it's weird because I had a weird feeling like, oh, I don't want the kids to go across the street. They could get hit by a car. And I'm like, quit being an overprotective mom. And I wake up to my kid having gotten bit by a dog. Apparently the neighbor's dog, when he saw my kids in the backyard of the dog's house. Remember, the dog doesn't think they're a dog. The dog, that's the dog's house. And the dog went up and bit my son in the leg. And it was a little dog, a little, I don't know if it was a Yorkie. I don't really know what the neighbor's dog is. I should know more about my neighbors and their dogs. But all I cared about was that it wasn't rabid and that my kid's tetanus was up to date. So, you know, the dog wound got cleaned out, but it's amazing how much dog bites hurt, don't they? You know, your body is extremely smart when it comes to dog bites. Your body will swell up even more so than like a simple paper cut because the body will recognize the bacteria in the mouth of the dog, will recognize the saliva as antigens. Now, I know some of you dog lovers and dog owners, and we have dogs also, will say a dog's mouth is one of the cleanest mouths. You could kiss it all the time. Look, I love to kiss my animals. I love kissing the animals. Such a little kitty cats right there. The little baby kitty cat, little kitty cat. When the kitty cat, you know, comes up to you, kitty cat will come and they'll lick your face, and you'll give the kitty cat little baby kissies. No, their mouths are dirty. Dogs lick their butts. Cats lick their butts. Cats' mouths, dog mouths are dirty. It's not cleaner than a human. True, I understand some of you humans do engage in certain orifice cleansing oral acts. I get that. But for the most part, animals spend more time licking their orifices than humans do. So I think the human mouth is probably cleaner than an animal mouth. Now, dog bites, though, are significant. I mean, with my son, luckily, the neighbor cleaned it really well. I was able to finish my nap. I woke up. He was started on some antibiotics. Usually for any dog bite, we like to use Augmentin. If you're not allergic, we use Augmentin, and because dog bites are extremely can be extremely contagious and bacteria inducing. Many times, if you're bit in the ER, we won't sew you up because to sew up a dog bite and you have bacteria in there. Now, if let's say you were bit on the face, God forbid you have a child that's bit on the face, we'll get plastic surgery involved. They may, you know, under high dose antibiotics, allow us to repair. And then, you know, because again, you know, these kids can scar, and these dogs, it's a tearing mechanism. When a dog bites, it's not always a puncture wound. There's a tear because, you know, the dog goes, and then, you know, shakes his head a little bit. So you get a lot of tearing as opposed to cat scratches are one big slice. Now, I got scratched by my cat, little area on my finger. My finger hurts like a witch. I mean, it's horrible what an animal bite or scratch will do. I can't use one finger of my hand just because of a stupid scratch. It's ridiculous what animals do to you. But when it comes to dog bites, we don't mess around. We usually do antibiotics after we clean it out. We rarely will sew it up unless we have huge cosmetic issues or it's a huge divot, a huge chunk that was torn. And we watch it pretty closely with dog bites. Now, some dog bite statistics. I'm getting this from Edgar Snyder and Associates. We got rid of his pop-up so I could relax. This is actually a pretty helpful website. In 2011, there were 31 fatal dog attacks. We're talking about 31 people died from being bit by a dog. This was according to dogsbite.org. They say half of the attacks occurred to adults aged 21 and older, but 42% were kids 11 years or younger. Of the children killed in dog attacks, 68% were under 1 year old. 12 of the fatal dog attacks involved more than one dog. 2 of the dogs involved tethered dogs, so dogs that were actually tied up. Family dogs made 65% of the fatal attacks. 3/4 of the attacks occurred on the dog's property. Pit bulls accounted for 71% of the attacks, but pit bulls make up less than 5% of the total U.S. dog population. They said there were more adult fatal dog bite victims than children, but children ages I guess, 5 and younger. 7 of them died after being attacked by pit bulls. Pit bulls probably have the, if you're going to be attacked by a dog, pit bulls probably have the most fatalities associated with that dog attack. Rottweilers come second, the second most lethal dog breed for people killed by Rottweilers at the time. The states that had the most fatal dog attacks in 2011 were California and Texas. North Carolina, Virginia, New Mexico, and South Carolina had statistics as well. All right, so let's see here. I want to find other dogs that we need to be concerned about. Hold on one second. I'm looking it up. Okay, so we got here. Okay, Dalmatians. Dalmatians are very aggressive towards humans. All right. They're active. They have good memory. They love to hang out with firemen, but they may attack humans. Boxers as well. Boxers are very aggressive. Presa Canarios. Do you guys know what those are? I'm not too familiar. To me, they look a little boxer bulldoggy to me. Chows. We know chows are pretty aggressive, little chow chows. Doberman Pinschers, aggressive as well. Alaskan Malamutes. We had an Alaskan Malamute. Beautiful dog. They're probably my favorite looking dogs, the Alaskan Malamute and the Siberian Huskies. I think they're pretty gorgeous. And then here comes Huskies as well. Huskies also are pretty temperamental. I guess in 2000, Huskies were responsible for human fatalities. German Shepherds are some of the smartest dogs out there, but they're also fearless, which is why police canine units use them. Rottweilers, of course, and pit bulls, number two and number one. Pit bulls still the most aggressive. I realize many of you want, a guard dog. I mean, we have two dogs. We have a some sort of a Japanese chin mutt mix that we rescued. And then we have a purebred, why can't I think of it? You guys have heard me talk about my stupid dogs. It's the same dog in Marley and Me. Why can't I think of my dogs? Okay, it's the same one as Marley and Me. Why am I having a brain fart on air? I don't even know what type of dog. Maybe it's because I call him stupid. God's punishing me for that. Lab. It's a golden lab. Okay. Oh, my gosh. These dogs will sniff and kiss anybody that comes to the house. My cats are more ferocious. And so I understand that having a guard dog a lot of times is necessary in certain neighborhoods and for your protection. Unfortunately, sometimes these dogs, they'll attack your own kids. They'll attack the neighbor's kids, and you'll be sued. You'll be liable. You'll be up on charges. So if you cannot control your dogs, or they eat through their leash, or whatever, eat each other's leashes, then I would suggest have them caged. But it's some pretty serious stuff. I mean, like I said, these dogs can kill. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI. When we come back, apparently chemicals in our tap water again are now causing us to probably have food allergies as well as other things. Don't go away. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wondermill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
To wish me greeting once again. What will be singing?
I love Aaron Neville. Too bad I can't sing it. I know my voice is too low to sing Aaron Neville. Christmas and New Year's. All right, we are back. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Don't forget we are going to Alaska next summer. I would love for you to go to Alaska. I promise I will try not to sing the whole trip. Don't forget to go to our website and check that out. If ever we are not live, When you are listening to us, you can still call in with your medical questions, and we'll play them on the next live show at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, of course, you could follow us. You could also email us at drdahlia.com. Go to my website and send your questions there. All right, so chlorine in our tap water is linked to an increase in number of people developing food allergies. Now, usually the chemical is used to, our pesticides are, let's go back a step. All right, our pesticides are leaching into our tap water. And what they're finding is higher levels of dichlorophenol. Dichlorophenol is a chemical byproduct of chlorine. So what they found is when they tested subjects, people who were more likely to have a food allergy ended up having more dichlorophenol, which is, again, a product of chlorine, in their urine. So, you know, countries have found a recent rise in food allergies in people, and they want to know, well, why? You know, peanut allergy. Peanut allergy wasn't that big when we were growing up. We were able to bring peanut butter sandwiches to school, peanut butter and jelly. We were able to serve peanuts on a plane without an issue. And now, all of a sudden, oh, no, nobody's allowed to come to school with peanuts. We're starting to see, you know, peanuts not being served, but pretzels instead on airplanes. Why? What happened in the last 30 years? Well, they think what it could maybe do, or what maybe the issue is we're getting these chemicals that are leaching from the pesticides into our tap water. Now, food allergies are significant because if a person does have a true food allergy, they could go into anaphylaxis, be unable to breathe, and die. Which is why if you suspect your child has a food allergy, get them tested right away. An allergist can do it. Some family docs or internists, pediatricians may have allergy testing available in their office. I'm not a huge fan of the blood tests. If we're looking at, I know sometimes it kind of gives people the heebie-jeebies getting the actual allergy testing where they do the patch test on the back. But my problem is there have been people, like, for example, my husband is really allergic to shrimp. If he walks by a table, let's say at a restaurant, and they're eating fish, he will already start getting the tingling and a little bit of the swelling. Yet on his blood RAS test, shrimp, no. It looks negative, and in a blood test, it looks like he's not allergic. Yet, I mean, the guy starts to swell up. And so my only fear is sometimes these blood tests aren't as sensitive. And so, you know, if you are testing for food allergies and doing the patch testing, I prefer it. Albeit, though, that could be more risky, you know, for some of you, which is why I don't do allergy testing in my office. I let the allergists do it because they have epi kits, they have crash kits, they crash, you know, in case, God forbid, something happens. Not to scare you guys, but to try to figure out what you're allergic to, what they have to sometimes do is give you a very, very minute amount of the antigen to see what happens. Well-controlled, etc. But the other thing I recommend is for you to have an EpiPen for your kids, EpiPens for you, have an EpiPen at the school, so God forbid anything goes wrong. My only problem is, remember when we'd get sick at school, and they'd say, go to the school nurse, and that was probably the longest walk? I mean, I could get to grandma's house sooner than the nurse's office. You know, the nurse's office is usually buried, you know, behind the principal's office and the vice principal, and you never want to see the vice principal or principal's office. The Lord knows you've been in those offices enough. And so when they said go to the nurse's office, he said, you know what, I'll decline. You know, I'm bleeding, the leg is broken, I don't think I want to trek 2 miles to the nurse's office. So my only problem are the EpiPens being all the way, you know, hidden in a cupboard in the nurse's office. And then, of course, somebody's going to read the directions, and you could be losing vital minutes. It would be nice if your children, if they're old enough, to be able to have the EpiPen in their backpacks or you know, in their pockets. But it's something that we're seeing more and more. Okay, you know, so as we're kind of dealing with all these chemicals in our water bottles and our makeup, et cetera, now we have to worry about pesticides and other chemicals that are now associated with food allergies. So what do we do? I don't know. I think we just kind of, you know, take it and, you know, take it with stride and just, you know, expect all of us to, you know, go into anaphylaxis one day. I don't know. I don't even want to think about it. I hate those studies that tell us what's on our laptops or what's on our phone in terms of pathogenic bacteria. You know, every now and then we tell you a study of your toilet being cleaner than your cell phone. Doesn't that drive you crazy? I don't want to hear those. All right, five states are going to give their students 300 more hours at school. From what I understand, Colorado, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and Tennessee will take part in a new pilot program intended to boost student achievement and make U.S. schools more competitive on a global level. All right, five states are announcing today that they will add at least 300 hours of learning time to the calendar. All right, that's a lot. That's a lot of hours. Okay, so let's say if kids are in school for six, that's 50. That's about another 50 days of school. How are they going to do that? I'm reading as we go. Three-year pilot program will affect almost 20,000 students in 40 schools. They are hoping to expand the program to include additional schools that serve low-level communities, low-income communities. Schools working with districts, parents, and teachers will decide whether to make the school day longer or add more days to the school year or both. A mix of federal, state, and district funds will cover the cost of the expanded learning time. A mix of federal, state, and district funds. I'm either going to ask the rich to pay for this, and the National Center on Time and Learning will also chip in resources. And Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy is hailing it as a natural outgrowth of an education reform law passed in May that included about $100 million in new funding. I mean, I do have to tell you something. You know, I live in Las Vegas, and we used to have year-round schools. I don't know if that got cut because of funding. And if any of you do listen in Las Vegas, please let me know if we still have year-round public schools. But we used to have year-round schools. The parents didn't seem to like it. You would think the parents would love it. I would love it. Because my kids being home in the summer, they forget what they learned. They get rusty. They gain weight. Because it's so hot, they're indoors until we're finally allowed to let them go outside so they don't get heat stroke at 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you have to end up paying for summer camp. And summer camp is expensive. In the last few years, we couldn't afford to do summer camp. You know, at $25 per day per kid, $50 a day. I mean, that's a cheap summer camp. So I would love for my kids to be in school. Why not? Keep learning. You're employing teachers. It may help the economy. I wouldn't extend hours. I don't think making the learning day any longer will help. I think your kids have times of day when they are the most, power teach them. I think by late afternoon, they're already getting antsy. Not to mention, I really like our kids in after-school sports. I'm a huge fan of after-school sports, Boy Scouts, clubs, whatever these kids do after school. So I would rather they continue to do that, and then they have their break, and then they do homework at night. You know, right now, kids are already coming home. Like my kids, their days usually aren't done till 6:37, and then they come home and do homework. I would not extend their school day by any means, but I really think a 3-month summer break is just too darn long. I mean, remember in the olden days, many of our moms were home. Okay? Most of us moms work. And now we have bored kids. And, you can have them listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. I'll teach them. But, I think I kind of like that idea. All right. Don't go away. Another hour coming up. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for
allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.